What's up, everybody, and welcome to the special Thanksgiving Swolecast here on rotogrinders.com. I'm your host, David Ketchin. Alongside me, we have Davis Maddock. Davis, say hello to the people.
Hello to the people.
Okay. We also have Peter Overzet. Peter, how are you?
Is Aaron Rodgers really engaged to Shailene Woodley?
Yeah, they're going to eat.
You did not know that?
You did not know this?
I knew they were dating. I didn't know they were engaged.
And she's very holistic, which explains a lot of the Rodgers takes.
Spoiler alert, he also was a host for Jeopardy.
I know that.
Not anymore, bud.
Come on, dude.
Have you seen Pretty Little Lies?
I said was.
Yeah, which character? Which character? Wait, no.
Or it's Big Little Lies.
Big Little Lies. What character was she in that?
Oh, she was in that. That's a good show.
That was a really good show.
I have not seen that show. But as you guys know, I was behind on my shows. Went to the in-laws, caught up on both, well, not the end of Succession, but Yellowstone. I'm all caught up. So just have one more episode.
Did you go to the in-laws? They watched your children while you binge watched Yellowstone? Is that what happened?
Yeah, they play with the cousins. And then I get to go downstairs to the basement and watch my shows and catch up.
Sad.
It's not sad. It's called vacation.
It's not sad, bro.
Your entire life is a vacation, David Ketchin.
No, he's been working hard, bro. He hasn't even had time to watch. He hasn't even had time to watch 15 hours
working
of TV
hard
a week.
Legit, it's me, Sosa, and Devin in the office today. No one else is in the office, just us.
Ketchin, you haven't done anything today. Yeah.
You're sweating college basketball.
Well, I mean, we do have the TVs on to college basketball games. There might have been some hugging involved after the Michigan State last second basket with Sosa and I, producer Sosa and I. But we got that. We're feeling good. And speaking of betting, you can do live betting or you can do pregame betting at BetMGM, our sponsor, with promo code Grinders Bet will get you $200 if your team that you bet on by $10 bet or more scores a touchdown. So thank you, Peter, for that excellent intro.
You can also do pregame drinking.
Yeah, just to set the table for kind of where we are at. A lot of shows.
I think we're still on intros because you didn't do me yet.
Yeah, throw it to Tuttle, dude.
Oh, sorry, Peter interrupted me with Aaron Rodgers.
You
type
threw
stuff
it to me, and that was how I
no you
to
interrupted
spend my time.
You interrupted after that and asked Davis. So anyways, Tuttle, how are you?
I'm good. You know, I'm understanding that not all of us can be professional hosts and very good at our jobs, so like I understand it is
we are a rare breed. Lots of people though, they're probably looking forward to Thanksgiving. They'll probably do last second research. Some people, they might just give research just for research sake. Not us though. We are giving Thanksgiving slate takes here on the Swolecast.
Yeah, no one else is doing this.
No one else is doing it. And also, if they are doing it, a lot of them are being disingenuous with their takes, whereas we are involved with this.
We are genuine.
Yes.
And the other thing about this slate is like nothing is going to change tomorrow. So kind of the stuff that we tell you today, you can pretty much lock it.
Yeah, we can do what we need to do with the FanDuel team. Like just keep it the same.
Okay.
How did the FanDuel team do
FanDuel
last
team cashed. My
did
FanDuel
it?
Team cashed.
My FanDuel team cashed.
I haven't logged in since we made that one.
Well, so you didn't change the Lamar Jackson Hollywood Brown stack?
No,
you probably didn't. You probably didn't cash then.
I did not. I'm checking in on it. I did take a zero from Marquise Brown, but because I have integrity, when we say set it, oh my God, I took double zeros.
Jefferson,
this lineup would have been good without
it. I know. Jefferson, Ertz.
Oh, I took a zero from Amari too. Fuck. Three zeros.
That's not how you build generational wealth.
Good lineup.
That's not how you build generational wealth. I continued my men cash streak, and we're riding it out. And if you count that Michigan State basket, it's increasing exponentially. Thank you, Sosa. Right, Peter. Peter, you have what have you had to eat today?
Nothing.
Okay. and yet you, I saw you are consuming alcohol.
Yeah, is that a crime in Massachusetts?
Is that allowed?
Is that a crime?
I feel
you
like
arrest, you can arrest me. You a cop? No, I thought you, if you host a DFS, he's a narc, you have to for announce sure. if you're a cop before you start the show.
Before I showed the show. All right, and Tuttle, you're wearing your tie dye. You want to tell the people why?
Tuttle, are you gonna eat like a fucking pie on stream?
Tuttle's gonna be eating a lot. He's gonna be the opposite of Pete. So, all right, it should be a good show. With that being let's go ahead and ask for the preemptive like and thumbs up, just because we do not know where this is headed.
Was it literally last year that was the Robe Show? Was that 1 year ago?
Two.
It was probably 2 years ago. That's when you first your first Thanksgiving show with us.
Was it?
And yeah.
What did we do last year? Did we have fun last year?
Tuttle got blitzed and almost got us canceled. All right, so week 12. It's time for Overzet's overview. A special Thanksgiving.
You're still throwing it to him with the
special Thanksgiving slate edition overview of the show. So Pete, take it away.
Yeah, it is. Dave, it's an interesting slate. I'll tell you what. I think we're going to see ownership condense around basically six teams tomorrow. Wait, not a lot of injury news. You know, the Jared Goff versus Tim Boyle is something that's going to keep me up tonight. We might get CeeDee Lamb. I saw one Mr. Davis Maddock praying and in wish casting this to happen. You know, a lot of injuries, Dave. Yep. And I think if I had to come up with one word to kind of describe this slate, it would be fluid.
Yeah. Are you going to be checking your lineups tomorrow around lunchtime?
Hang on, my Coors Light's just arrived. She just said she hates me.
Is she pouring it?
Tell her this is part of the deal of you quitting your job is taking things seriously.
like I'm making money right now doing this. They have to pay me for this.
There was a head joke to be made if she was pouring it in the thing, but that could have got us canceled.
No,
I wouldn't have gone there. No. I'm just saying.
Hang on, I'm not done with my overview here. Darnell Mooney could be good if Allen Robinson doesn't play. And one thing too is like if you are MMEing, make sure you adjust your rules. Like a lot of times you'll have skill position players against a defense.
This is
a super unique slate where you might need to allow it. And I think the thing that kind of keeps us all up at night on these short slates is kind of the existential battle kitchen of play the best plays versus correlation. And these are kind of the slates that where we really litigate this idea of kind of DFS theory. And that's why I'm excited to talk to you guys today.
Thank you, Peter. Davis, on a three-game slate, how do you differentiate?
I mean, I try and look more at combinations that are going to be weird versus players that are going to be weird. So, for example, Darren Waller and Dalton Schultz together, that's a combination I really like. The correlates.
Somebody must have read the expert survey on RG.
I must have. Matt Breida with Diggs and Josh Allen. I think Breida is going to pick up a little bit of steam here as we go, but I think he's more likely to be played with like Dak and Lamb and et cetera, et cetera. And then I don't do MME anymore because I was just so bad at it. And you can lose. Well, you can lose a lot of money very fast is really the thing they don't tell you is that you can just
lose a Tyler Hero.
Yeah. You can burn through about $20,000 in about
We're not going to get like floor and max ownership from you with,
I did it. I just lost a lot of money because you got a bink. They don't tell you that. They don't tell you that you got a bink.
I miss min one, max two, max Davis. Two.
Yeah, the rules explanation from Davis was amazing.
But another thing that I think is helpful is to adjust your projections meaningfully from what the field is doing, especially on a couple guys. So a couple guys that I think you can do that with this week are the Lions guys, Jamal Williams and Josh Reynolds, who are the minimum salaries, their respective positions, either of whom can get into optimals very easy with a touchdown. And the Bears
suck. Do you have any kind of former boots on the ground takes about Josh Reynolds?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously I think he had zero catches last week, left the Titans, became the Lions wide receiver one. But what does that mean? You know, he's playing all the snaps, but not getting any catches. So I'll probably pass on Lions. Like this just doesn't feel good.
Yeah. But this is your, you can't play Travis Kelce take, right? Cause Goof should be starting. And like, I mean, look, Goof is not good, but is Goof as good as David Blau, who was on the Thanksgiving winning lineup two years ago. You didn't need him, but he ended up being optimal because Galladay got so many points. So
here's the thing, Davis, Josh Reynolds is not going to give you anything. You need to win these three game events. You need what we call slate breakers.
Why can't Josh Reynolds have 480 and a touchdown?
Because he's Josh Reynolds, and he has not done anything this season.
He had like 6 for 60 in week 3.
I'm going to have to make 150 showdown lineups with Josh Reynolds captain now. This is what's happening here.
What is he priced in showdown? He's got to be cheap.
He's 1,200, I believe.
Oh, dude. Okay.
No, 1,400, I think.
It's lit. Yep. I'm gonna go build my
that slate's actually like super disgusting because Marquise Goodwin's 7,200 and like and just, some really bad players are very expensive.
You love to see it.
Okay. All right. Let's start with quarterback. Peter, who are some of the quarterbacks that you're looking at for this slate?
Yeah, a couple of the guys I'm looking at would be Josh Allen, Dak Prescott, Derek Carr, Andy Dalton, Jared Goff, Trevor Siemian, Tim Boyle, and maybe Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill is the Galaxy brand guy, right? He's $4,800 on DraftKings, and there's got to be some chance Sean Payton is just trying to start him in this game. One of the non-Nick Underhill Saints beat writers said that, like, didn't report it, but conjectured that he could be starting this week.
Here's the Big T tweet at midnight tomorrow night.
I was just going to do this joke. I was literally going here. Go for it.
Oh, no, you have more to say than just that. So I would like to hear.
No, that. I was going to say you could get like the photo and you say, you know, giblets on giblets. And it's like the TV screen with Taysom scoring a touchdown and some like half eaten little turkey leg in the foreground.
A bunch of nerds thought Taysom wouldn't break the slate on Thanksgiving.
All right. Josh Allen, Tuttle, how much exposure are you having to him tomorrow?
He'll be my most owned for sure.
Oh, wow.
We know they like to. I actually think that game's just going to be a
chalk Tuttle.
A demolition. No, Allen's not going to be the chalkiest. He might not be on DraftKings.
Dak will be the chalkiest. Yeah.
I mean, Kitchen doesn't understand this because he doesn't play DFS.
Yeah, Kitchen last
the salary cap.
Kitchen last registered for a slate in week 4.
Guys, I have won on FanDuel. Check the receipts. I won on FanDuel literally every week.
Kitchen, Dak has kind of the experience of playing on Thanksgiving, and Josh Allen doesn't. So
oh, that's
he's a
good little
point. Out of his element here.
Yeah, but you guys remember back in the day, we used to have games on Sunday nights. We used to have games on Monday nights.
Kitchen.
Yeah, but though not on the same slate.
No, they still do.
Monday night football and Sunday night football.
They still do the DFS slates. They still do the primetime slate.
Yeah, but no one plays it.
Yeah,
that's
that wasn't
point.
The one that Millie was it, going out to.
And for. also Tuttle is the champion of primetime slates forever because of the JD McKissick play.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I remember that.
So we should be hammering that Buffalo New Orleans game because it's going to be the late night hammer.
So the thing is here, JD McKissick 5 years ago or however long ago that was, is Matt Breida this year, right?
Yeah.
But people just have more information and are sharper. So Matt Breida is not going to be.
You know what? I think I think you're giving yourself a little bit too much credit. I think McKissick was a total dart throw that time when he smashed. I don't remember this at all.
It is wild thinking through how segmented those two versions of JD McKissick are in my head. Like when Tuttle made
totally
play,
different players.
Like, he was like the fourth string running back on this.
He was DJ Dallas.
There was a so here's the thing. Nobody knew it was I think it was like CJ ProSize or something was still on the roster, but they had clearly flipped roles where ProSize had been the primary pass catcher back and McKissick was kind of like the backup to the backup, and then they flipped roles the week before and nobody noticed that. And then McKissick finally started to get snaps. So
how are the Seahawks at drafting running backs?
How are the Seahawks at drafting everybody?
Drafting anyone.
Hey, they drafted DK Metcalf. I mean, that's a massive win.
Yeah, they were pissed that Rager was off the board though. You know they wanted Rager.
How many stories are you telling with these lineups, Peter?
Oh, lots of stories, dude.
What's one of your favorite stories for tomorrow?
One of my favorite stories is you know, Davis was talking about combos.
Yeah.
What about a little Tony Pollard, Zeke Elliott combo there? Just kind of cover the.
It's way worse now because my take was that Pollard was going to be the slot wide receiver, but I don't think it's going to happen now that CD is going to play.
So do you really think CD is going to play?
He's just dead ass at practice today. I mean, it feels bad for his health, and it's probably bad that the NFL is allowing this to happen, but I think he's going to play.
I mean,
he's got to have no setbacks after practice today.
We can't have Michael Gallup be the best wide receiver on this slate. We need CeeDee Lamb.
It's going to be like Cedric Wilson or Gabe Davis.
Interesting wrinkle is what does CeeDee playing do to what would have been absurd Stephon Diggs ownership? Does Diggs actually become now like a semi leverage play?
Well, Gallup was going to be even more popular than Diggs without.
But it was Cedric Wilson that was going to allow all the Diggs teams though.
Yeah, Pete. See, these guys keep playing with unlimited salary caps here.
No, I was going to ask Davis about how much salary he's going to be leaving in his lines, but then I just realized Davis is no longer an opto bro. Davis is a hand builder.
He's a hand builder, man.
You're one of us now, Davis.
I mean, I do use the optimizers to see combos.
No, but you don't use them to optimize your lineups like in MME. You it's build true. By hand.
It's true. I'm a hand bro.
Wow. So,
but on DraftKings, it's very hard to get Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
He wasn't showing up in any of the optimals that I ran.
which means that he is it's like when Michael Thomas used to play on Thanksgiving, he would just be the jam of all jams because people would pay up for running back and Thomas was like the easiest like differential play ever.
I mean, it was it every single lineup has Montgomery, Swift, Darnell Mooney, Cedric Wilson, and Michael Gallup in it pre Lamb news. And then you're just like fiddling around beyond that in optimals.
Yeah.
Okay. Dylan Leonard just mentioned a word that we haven't heard in a while, and it might apply tomorrow. Onslaught.
Wow. People don't use the onslaught word. Our good buddy Joe Holka just had a little bonk with a true onslaught.
Onslaught meaning five players from one team. We might get that. We might get that tomorrow.
Was it last year Bucks Lions where it was like full-on Bucks onslaught took down the slate, or was that a different slate?
The original onslaught that really won everything was Steelers back in the day. Like
No. I know. I'm talking about a short slate last year where it was all Bucks players, and I can't remember if that was Thanksgiving or like a Christmas Saturday two game slate or something. But no one's helping me out here.
Maybe something to research before coming on the show. Yeah.
I'll research historical slates. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. So let's build a lineup on DraftKings.
I'd love to.
And Davis, you go first.
Tony Pollard.
I thought he was, even though he's not going to be the slot wide receiver anymore.
He just is. He is he's leverage on all of the most owned plays, except for Montgomery.
Hey, Peter, in our home league chat last week, someone tweeted or someone linked one of your tweets. So you went kind of viral with the Pollard tweet.
Oh, yeah, there's some people that were big mad about that one.
You don't understand. Zeke does a very specific job in the offense. He drives the – it's just – the Zeke – the Zeke people are the worst.
You want to know a funny how the sausage got made on that tweet? Is Lauren had sent me, and she saw it on Instagram, that video of the old guy scoring the touchdown. And so I was like, oh, that's so funny. And so I went to Twitter, you know, to see if I could easily grab the video. And the video is like 3 years old. I thought she was sending me it. It was like really recent.
You had never seen that video before?
I mean, it was like 3 years ago, Dave. I mean, oh, we all have CTE.
Yeah, like, we are our brains are totally bust.
Yeah, you think I remember a viral video from 3 years ago? But yeah, people like that. It's nice to know that there's such a groundswell of support for Tony Pollard.
I know. Well, and everybody was laughing at it, but my main point to the chat was trying to be like, I know him. I know this guy. The guy that
I know him. Chase my random.
They're like, how do you know? I'm like, you don't understand. I found this guy. I brought him up. Without me, you would not be pasting this tweet in here. Wait, he would still be on the comedy hour.
Aren't your friends telling on themselves that they don't watch the Swolecast?
They don't watch the Swolecast.
They don't watch the Swolecast. I mean, who does? We're being honest.
How many people do we have watching right now?
Seven.
Probably a few.
No, I'm not actually on YouTube.
173 people that don't have lives that cannot find anything better to do at this moment. All right, so we got Pollard. We made it one pick in. Let's go with you, Tuttle.
I actually had a friend text me about Pete's tweet too. Not even joking. So this is 100%.
Davis, give me the trifecta. I want to hit for the cycle.
He goes,
Davis doesn't have any friends in real life.
my home league group chat does drop an overzet tweet in there every once in a while, but did not drop this one in.
So he didn't link it. He just says Pete hit some gold with that Pollard tweet.
It was good.
He all watches right. The Swolecast, I can tell.
Yeah, he does.
Was this your buddy person. I met in Nashville a few years ago?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he was chill. I like that dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Dan, you're up. We got Tony Pollard, and that's it right now.
That's all.
People said we couldn't go 1 hour with the three games.
I was gonna say, like, the less games, the more likely the show goes on longer.
I'm gonna go Bills defense here.
Wow.
Bills defense.
No, that's actually sharp because everyone is playing. Everyone's playing.
I know. It's the first time we've ever had the defense mentioned as the second play, though.
No, it is one of the sharpest fifth best leverage play of the slate or whatever.
All right, let's go, Davis.
I already picked, bud.
You want to?
Oh yeah, Peter. You're
Kitchen
up.
Trusts me so little right now that he's willing to have Davis do multiple picks. I cannot imagine.
I think it was that Davis only made one pick and not
instead
eight
of
picks.
Yes. I know. Yeah. I'm surprised Davis didn't just onslaught six guys here.
All Cowboys. I'm gonna go with Dalton Schultz, Cedric Wilson, Tony Pollard.
He would have if the Matic Bowl didn't flop. He's feeling a little scarred right now.
You're not even kidding, dude. That was how blessed am I didn't go to that game. Imagine how miserable I am just sitting in the stands, just arms crossed, just like, I can't believe this shit. And then I got to get back in my car and drive home.
Have you been to an NFL game since we went to the Laird game?
No.
Mm-mm. I don't think I have either.
No.
I went to one the first game of the season. Never again.
I'm going to pick a guy who I can't imagine going over to my in-laws tomorrow and being like, I didn't play Darnell Mooney today, so I'm going to play Darnell Mooney.
Your mother-in-law is not going to take that shit.
No. Nah. Also, man, I need those guys from WEEI to have me on again because that's the most clout I've ever gotten from my in-laws is going on WEEI on Thanksgiving morning. That's the only thing that's ever legitimized what I've done for them. Pete Davidson, if you're listening, can you have me on tomorrow?
He is listening.
All right. You say Pete Davidson?
Yeah. The other Pete Davidson. Rotobon. Not the one dating Kim Kardashian.
Someone said if Pete Davidson can date Kim Kardashian, you can literally do anything with your life. All right, so we got Pollard, Mooney, and Bills. This is exactly what I thought.
Who wants to tell Dave how many targets Darnell Mooney had last week?
He has no idea. He's got no idea.
I know. He's wide receiver one. Wide receiver one now.
How many targets last week?
But yeah, he's pulling up the game.
I'm not doing anything. He had like
his eyes are just so clearly scanning.
We'll know it when he sees it because he's gonna be shocked.
He had 16 and only five catches.
What are you drinking, Dave?
This is a prickly pear guava. Untitled art. And in Wanake, Wisconsin. Do you know Wanake?
No, Wanake? That sounds like one of Davis's optimizer roles.
Wanake it's kind of like a ritzy Madison suburb.
Okay. Of course. Wow. It would be with prickly pear guava. All right. So we got Mooney, Pollard, and Bills. I'm going to go with a guy. This is just hand in the dirt take.
I feel like he's going to hate this pick, I can tell.
He's going to show out. He checks all the boxes. He's going to show out. And this is a PPR site. Oh, and so you think about a PPR guy.
Sick and Beasley.
It's Beasley.
Oh, God. It's too bad. Rodgers isn't on here. You could take all the anti-vax bros.
It's a shame Cooper is not playing.
So well, actual question.
There's a reason why he's not playing.
Davis is probably the only one that could even have a semi-informed answer on this one. So Davis,
excuse me.
What will be higher stack?
Welcome to the club.
Allen and Beasley or Allen and Diggs?
Allen and Beasley. Yeah. I think the only way Allen and Diggs ends up being higher is if Mark Ingram if we get a Schefter tweet tonight or in the morning that Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara are both not playing and Tony Jones Jr. at 4,000 just becomes stone chalk.
Okay. Reading the chat. This one guy's, I'm going to mispronounce this name.
Go for it.
He says, I'm a mail carrier delivering mail right now, listening to the show.
What was the name?
Thanks for our hardworking listeners out there.
Yeah,
seriously.
So I want to know,
during holiday season,
in the chat or in the comments, if you're listening later, post what you're doing right now, listening to this show.
If it's safe for work.
Yeah, if it's relatively. Yeah.
All right, I'm taking Tony Jones Jr.
Oh, Davis, are you going back to football? Does the non-football takes, does that bother you?
No, I just wanted to get it out there that I'm structuring a lot of my lineups to have late swaps to take advantage of that situation.
Davis is a Thanksgiving running back Tony Maxey this week.
Yeah, it's all about the Tonys. I think that's Matt Breida's middle name.
So the question is he even that good of a play?
Oh.
If the other two guys are out?
Yeah, I mean, you'd be a little bit worried about Ty Montgomery playing third downs and stuff. I mean, maybe Montgomery is your pivot or whatever, since he's a $3,000 wide receiver. But, you know, I mean, he probably grinds out like eight, even in super shitty game scripts. But obviously, I mean, he can just do the Miles Gaskin, right? You accumulate 9 points of peripherals and you score a touchdown.
Yeah, get a lucky touchdown.
Should I tweet out Tojo and Topo and a GPP?
Yes.
I actually had that on my bingo card that Pete would tweet that during the show.
Okay, so I think it's up to you, Tuttle. Now
this is gonna get four likes.
That's pretty
Welcome
good.
Welcome to Soccer Dave.
I'd kill for a four like tweet.
Literally, Soccer Dave hasn't had a four fave tweet that hasn't included my handle or Mooncats in the year of 2021.
Kitchen would no, wake Holly up I out of too. Bed if a tweet got four.
Dude,
months.
I did too. Do you not remember the Bored Apes phase? Every time I tweeted out something about Bored Apes, immediate following, and then Tuttle would make fun of me. And then I was like, well, Tuttle's making fun of me.
And then
you're
like, boom,
I gotta ship this
for eight each.
I should probably sell this eight since Tuttle's making fun. All right.
So it was me who cost you 60. Yes, I feel terrible.
No, more than 60. And Davis cost himself because someone that he liked or someone that he disliked was a big Bored Apes guy. And so he just said he could not mint any. He could not buy any.
They look so fucking ugly.
They do not. The art is so good. Sorry about the language, so you're going to have to edit that out.
No one's editing anything on a Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Sorry. MGM's just gonna have to fucking deal with it.
All right.
Sorry, Dan. Happy Thanksgiving, bud.
There's a new media director. There's a new director of media in town.
Dan popped into our chat to ask about a Top Shot flash challenge earlier.
Can we tell? I was telling the guys that it was tough scenes for Davis because he came into our Top Shot chat asking to rent a Robert Covington mome. I thought it was gonna be like $600 or something. It's like $60.
I had like $54 left in my Dapper because I've been buying a bunch of cheap momes. Yeah. I didn't want to put more money in Dapper.
It's fair to not want to put more money in Dapper.
It
seems like a fair stance.
No, Dapper's all day, baby.
No, thank you.
Yes, it is. It is all day.
I was wondering if we could have Roham come on and do a TED Talk for us real quick.
Before we get to the rest of the lineup, James Dignan says he's co-hosting on WEEI. Winbush says, I'm a truck driver watching this show. And Nick Nigel, driving home from college. Sean Michael, building GM trucks. Lou Sherman, shearing his
GM. GM.
I think Big Dog.
If you were in the NFT game, you'd understand what Lou.
No, I understand the wool.
Actually, Smith. The wool is a top. The wool.
Someone texts me actually outside of the space. Like Smith is going to be retiring now. Do you see how much wool he has? He's like he can already retire. That is not.
How many times can one man retire?
Yeah, like Smith is not retiring because of wool. Like that's not the reason why he's retiring. Wool life. All right. Betting NBA props. Working, not really, too busy.
Was that Sosa that said the betting NBA props?
No, he said producing this whole cast. Imagine getting paid for this. Minting sneaky vampires.
Go ahead. The GM trucks, if actually GM.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool because I used to live by, I live in the area where GM.
I thought that was an NFT project playing off of the GM phenomenon called GM trucks.
I know.
No. I have to pee.
Dispatching field truck drivers. Don't worry, I've got a long list of these jobs. We're just gonna keep reading.
Are we gonna finish this lineup?
Yes, Davis. I picked
Josh Allen, by the way, for my lineup.
Oh, that's who I was gonna pick.
Tough pick. With all this
late night stuff. Hammer. All right. I'm not sure if we can wait for.
We might just need to finish it.
Yeah.
Did you say was he pooping or peeing?
I think he's peeing. But Davis, lighten up, bud. We got Thanksgiving tomorrow. Everyone's having a good time.
I gotta drive, bro.
Everyone's having a good time. I'm gonna in-laws.
Yeah. No, my in-laws live here. I gotta go see my family.
I'm gonna go Steph Diggs.
How brave of you.
Okay.
Well, we got some money to spend.
We got salary. I like it.
Well, no, this is the ideal way to do it. If you're going to gamble on the Saints running back spot, you want to play Diggs.
Diggs and
all right. Tuttle went with Josh Allen, and I made the brave pick of going Diggs in the three-game slate, Peter. So you're up. We got tight end flex. Average of 5,700 left.
Wow. Seems like we're more on the correlation side of things today, huh? 5,700. Let's just put Waller the baller in then, huh?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Hey, let's do it.
What did you do? Tuttle, did you kitchen, just kitchen's only take a that.
I thought Kitchen was only on that. Who noticed that? The mute and stop video button are right next to each other and happened to push the stop video.
So we got 5K to round this lineup out.
5K for a flex. All right, Davis, I'm going to let you pick the flex just because you're having a tough show.
Triple stack the Bills. Triple stack the
Yeah,
Bills.
I feel like Breida. I feel like Breida is the move here.
Oh, I was going to say Sanders. Okay.
I was going to say Callaway.
Maybe. I mean, hey, choose your own adventure in the 10K GNC Thanksgiving throwdown free roll.
Play whoever there you we want.
Go. Remember right. The Swolecast Listeners League?
Oh man, that was great. I've seen a few other
make it bigger.
I've seen a few other. Literally, the only league that ever got bigger was the Edge League. Every other league, it got smaller as the year
and progressed. The PME.
Yeah, because I've seen well, now we were it's all like
both affiliated with DK, right?
What ones have gotten smaller? Kitchen,
can you what's that? Name what? Can you name a? Can you name a?
No, I just see people. League? I just see people tweeting out like on a Sunday morning. Still time to enter our.
I remember when we had to do that.
The worst tweets to have to send.
Dude, I've told the people like in the Discord that they're like, oh, just make it bigger and bigger. I was like, there is nothing more fucking demoralizing, sorry, Steven, in my life than having to send out a tweet to try to fill a rake-free league on a Sunday morning. It is truly demoralizing. I'd rather get naked and walk around in the mall than have well, to send like that.
That's a good time right there. All right. Let's move on, guys. It's we only had 22 minutes. I got a heart out.
I do have a heart out at 3:30. Yeah. Yeah, I do too. I got a lot going on, like repairing my marriage and eating some food.
All right. Hunting Opto Bros. Let's see. Tuning in from my office, having lunch at the moment. Being a spreadsheet virgin is my job to live in Excel for work. Waiting to pick up a pecan pie. Imagine the guy waiting to pick up a pecan pie listening to the show. All right. Well, let's move on to running backs. We've already touched on it a little bit. Davis, hand in the dirt take. What are you doing right now with Zeke? You just completely fading him?
No, I feel like actually because Montgomery is going to be so popular and we have the Saints stuff and a little bit of this Breida steam. Like, I actually think he looks like a huge, he would be the digs of the running back position where he has the highest ceiling and is not going to have, the requisite ownership. And I think I think the Cowboys just want to run the air out of the ball this week. I think they are, they're hurting after what happened last week and against the Broncos too. You know, missing Amari really messes with their vibe on offense because it's all constructed around, I mean, no one cares, but it's all constructed around Lamb and Amari being able to get open in single coverage. And so it just really screws with them when they can't do that.
Tuttle, what are some other running backs that you're considering playing tomorrow?
Well, I agree with Davis's take that Zeke is not going to be all that owned, just because of the construction of the way the slate is shaping up. David Montgomery is going to be very owned. DeAndre Swift, I think, is going to be pretty heavily owned. Josh Jacobs, I think I hate playing Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, he won't
have any of him tomorrow. But
he's the worst play. Jacobs is. I'd rather play Breida. Yeah. I'd rather play $4,000 Jamal Williams than play Josh Jacobs.
Yeah. I'm in on this Montgomery though. They should be playing Herbert more, but
he played 94% of the snaps last week. It was the highest snap share of any running back. And Sammy and Nate on the Gilcast had the audacity to tell me that I should have played Dusty Mark Ingram instead of him.
I mean, I get it, but Davis, you also were on last week's show saying that Dylan was the must play, jam him in at all cost play.
He was, and the usage was nuts.
Right, but only 12 points. So, I mean, things do happen, right?
You know what, Dave? I think all of DFS can really be summed up that
things,
way.
Things do happen.
Things do happen.
So, like, you have to limit your exposure is what I'm saying. Sometimes you got to zig when others zag.
The thing is happen, a lot Davis. Of Davis's information is catered toward the hand builder, and what Dave does is he helps people balance their 150 max exposures.
Yeah, or at least their 20 max. Like, it's sad that Davis isn't doing 20 max leagues anymore.
David, it's hard to have time for 20 max when you're trying to get a gift for a Robert Covington.
David, what's your favorite lineup HQ rule that you use?
Are you guys going to let me finish?
Yeah, no, I literally promote the product. Years,
what I do is I click on Tuttle's name. Tuttle has the value plays normally.
That's not and a then, rule.
Well, no, because then I lock them in with a minimum of 25% each of every player, just because I know that at least one of those guys is going to hit.
I think.
Sorry, you had 25% of Darrell Williams last week.
I think
sorry
the spirit that. Of the question was kind of one of the actual rules here, where QB max two pass catchers. Kind of show us how the special sauce is made over there, Kitchen.
Well, what I don't like to do is play running back with my quarterback. So if I do any in lineup HQ, they have game stacks, right? And you can put in your positions. What I'll do is I like to correlate with like a running back from the opposite team with my quarterback wide receiver, or sometimes I like to do a double stack with my quarterback and two wide receivers.
So in lineup HQ, like, could you like show us how to do that?
Yeah, I can, but Sosa, can we get a screen legit, share? He just walked out of the office. I promise you. The bad timing, Sosa. All right. And plus, we only have 17 minutes. We have to get on with today's show.
When are we going to get a David Kitchen, one of those pop-up roto-grinding videos? It's like, I won $10,000 on the week 12 Thanksgiving slate. Here's how I did it.
I'm producing those videos.
Keep an eye out. Keep an eye out for it. Am I right?
Wait. You're producing how, Kitchen?
I'm director of media now.
I know, but how are you producing? God knows you're not editing that video, so what are you doing?
Well, producers don't edit videos, Peter.
So how do you produce it? You tell Grant to just do a screen share of how he won in the sports betting.
Do you know how producing videos work? Yeah. You say, Grant, great win. I'd like to have you do a video. Here are some of the stuff I'd like to do.
That's what you're taking credit for, telling him to make the video?
Is this your first time with a producer? That's all producers do. They just point fingers and say, do this, do that. It's the editors that do everything. You should know this.
All right, I just wanted to make sure what we were giving you credit.
That's for. How the sausage is
Congratulations
made.
Congratulations right to Grant, by the way.
Yes. All right, so let's move on to wide receiver. I think we did enough. with running back. Let's move on to wide receiver, Davis.
I mean, really, your question at wide receiver is, do you want to try and mess with any of these Cowboys darts? So, even regardless of Lamb status, that still means that Cedric Wilson should be a starter, that we'll see more of Noah Brown. Manny Sanders is going to be far less expensive or far less owned than Cole Beasley, but I think you could argue their ceilings are fairly similar, even if they get there in different ways. Like Sanders will get there on, one long reception, and Beasley will get there through 10 receptions for 89 yards.
Oh, wow.
And then Hunter Renfrow chalk feels like one of the worst experiences you could ask of yourself on Thanksgiving. Like Hunter Renfrow at 49% owned does not sound like what I want to do with my Thanksgiving personally.
Pick a cheap wide receiver, Tuttle.
Pick one.
Only one. Just one.
Just one. Don't even.
Under 4K. Under 4K.
Preferably under 3,200.
It's got to be Sed Wilson.
Yeah.
If it's under 4K.
Yeah. Okay. What if it's under 3,400?
3,400. It's time to go to the Josh Reynolds well.
What do we even have down there?
It's got Gabe. Well, no, Gabe Davis is 3,600.
Got to work within the constraints of these hypotheticals.
It's like a
Zay
Jones, Demir Bird.
Zay Jones. Hey, Zay Jones.
Josh Reynolds.
Is a good one.
Oh, yeah. It's Josh Reynolds out of all Thank those you. Guys.
I mean, Deshaun Jackson also. I mean, he was up to a 34% snap share last week. He'll probably settle in there.
And he's just running just wind sprints. So just a couple of long ones.
Yeah, all but right. one 70.
I know. That's why I agree with you, Davis. Calm down.
We're all on the same page here, guys. Deshaun Jackson is a fucking jam tomorrow.
All right.
Clip that one when Deshaun Jackson scores his touchdown.
Okay.
Since I directed you to direct somebody to do that, do I get credit then, David?
Yeah.
You do. Tuttle, would you like to be a associate producer of the Swolecast?
Yes.
You literally have
Done.
To do nothing to be a producer.
Done. Done. In the credits. Put him in the credits. Sosa's nodding his head. Yes.
Yeah. Welcome. If I get upgraded because you see this.
When you take this show seriously and you don't drink on the job.
So Pete, here's the thing. If you want to talk to Kitchen, you have to talk to me first. Okay.
Okay. I want to have a conversation. Tuttle, can I do a performance review with you right now? What do I need to do
to get
is this associate producer to
honestly Tuttle,
am I trying to pass this on to Dave?
Tuttle, I know that your title is associate producer, but in my mind you're the head honcho. You're the guy that makes everything happen, and so I think you should be CEO of the Swolecast.
Honestly, it's my plan. I'm gonna backstab Dave and
get to the top. Listen, I'm trying to give that title away. All right.
Dave did 6 days of real work and said, this shit ain't for me.
I'm attaching my brand to now more prestigious shows. Like Grant Neifer and how he won $250,000.
Did I ever get a thank you for getting you an invite to Cal Sportsbook the other weekend?
I'm sure I did.
I mean, you kind of said that I made it happen, but I don't actually remember you saying thank you.
Did I ever get a thank you for making you into the person and influencer that you are today?
I'm going to do a public tweet. I've been kind of saving it for the right moment. And I think the thing that's tough when you're a content creator and when you're trying to think about those tweets is like, do you do it at Thanksgiving? It's like, I'm thankful. Or do you wait until the end of the year?
We didn't do our thank yous. Yeah. We do our thank yous. We normally do that on today's show.
We should build a thankful lineup is what we should do. Kitchen, what we're all thankful for.
Hey, real quick, before we move on to our FanDuel lineup, pick a New Orleans receiver. Davis, pick one. Get off your phone and pick a New Orleans receiver.
Deontay Harris. He leads them in targets per route run. He's the only one who can generate like a big play, like of his own creation. I mean, theoretically, Traquan or Callaway could catch a deep throw, but I also think he will be the lowest owned of that grouping. And they're, you know, with Troutman being injured, they're also like they could do more 11 personnel type stuff. So we could just see them play more three wide receivers.
Traquan Smith is basically a tight end. So he's my preferred. Saints wide receiver. Has there been anyone like over the years that's been more of a perpetual tease than Traquan Smith?
No. Kyle Dvorak from NBC Sports Edge said, I like Traquan Smith conceptually. And I just have never like agreed with anything more.
In my head, he's still like 21 years old and he'll
and,
just
and
improve
fast
next
and
year.
Good. Yeah.
Did you guys watch what game was that? Where he had like three near touchdowns. It might have been like 2 weeks ago. Traquan, and he actually looked good and fooled me for a second.
He's the wide receiver 18 over the last 3 weeks of the season.
Just like we all predicted.
Tell you what, you don't want Taysom throwing him the ball though.
I just know the funniest timeline is Taysom not being announced as the starting quarterback and getting a handoff from Trevor Siemian on the first play, and then Siemian trotting to the sideline for Nick Vinette, and then Taysom plays quarterback for the next three quarters and Big T wins $1 million. Like that's
the
funniest.
Can we talk about
timeline?
That contract? Because I haven't.
Yeah,
been
let's
on
talk
show
about it, especially
contract.
With 10 minutes left, and we still got to do a FanDuel lineup.
I don't think
I'd
anyone
like to
has
talk
a heart
about.
Out.
No one. I mean, I do show up for Kitchen. You don't have a heart out. You get a like.
I do too.
You guys
you're
have
your own.
Third
I got more games to bet.
You're the producer, dude.
Thank you.
Wow. Wait, I just pulled up I searched Taysom Hill on Twitter. Listen to this tweet. Very relevant to the Swolecast. Taysom Hill is like an NFT where no one really understands what it is, but it just keeps making more money and has a lot of value to a very specific group of people. Quotes Sean Payton.
Taysom Hill is like up. Taysom Hill is ENS.
Hey, Davis, you dumped all your ENS. Don't speak for our community. So yeah, I got still Davis. Back all this.
I got the tippy top, sir. What's it trading at?
We
now?
Call that the Pico top. It's fine. It's
you are here,
hold.
Davis. Haven't you seen the graph? You are here.
Zoom out of the
zoom out, bro. Zoom out, bro.
Zoom out on the token that's existed for 8 days.
ENS is going to be doing an auction at Sotheby's here soon.
Peter, will you commit to getting a Mooncat over Thanksgiving break?
I mean, I'm going to get a Mooncat at 0.1 is kind of my target.
So you're not going to get a Mooncat.
How many Mooncats do you have, Dave?
He told me earlier.
Davis, it's one of Davis's rules. You should not tell people how much crypto you have. You
really, it's literally not on the blockchain. Like, I could go look it up
12,
if I wanted.
12.
Yikes. Thought it was more. Hoped it was more.
Based
on how much you talk.
But they're pale pures. They're pale pures. They're like zombies. They have like
Do you ever go look at your old ape just to see how it's doing, making sure he's getting taken care of?
Davis, I minted 3. At one point, I had 10. At the same time,
what's the floor price now? What's the
floor? Dave, like, I literally like that's hurting me, dude.
Okay. You didn't have to add the 10 of them. At the
same time.
But I was just flipping them. I was like buying them from the pool and then flipping them on OpenSea. So like that's, I think but at one point I had like 3 cyborgs, and I told Logie, I sent a message. I was like, "Hey, you need to get one of these cyborgs at 1 ETH." His response, he said, it keeps on haunting him. It's just meh.
Kitchen, do you ever have fantasies of just kind of you at, you know, the Bored Ape events at NFT NYC as a giant
panel? We passed the dark phase. Now we're getting to the let's laugh at how much money that I would have had at that point.
Good. Okay. Can we get to tight end? Because I do have a heart out here.
So we're getting to FanDuel lineup.
Pete actually has a meeting with one of his a potential advertiser buying ad space on In a Vacuum after this.
Yeah, until he sees this show. All right. Let's go.
Hey, yeah, real quick, Dave. Have you been getting invites to this Top Shot Basketball Hall of Fame game in Springfield in February?
No. I think my invite got lost in the Nine Lives Lounge mail.
Can I get your jump shot before I head to that game?
Yeah, sure. That would be pitiful. All right. Let's go.
You still stroke it, Dave. I will admit, when we had the Roto Grinders game a few years ago, I knew you were good, but I was impressed with how good your shot still looked.
Wow. That is truth serum that you're drinking.
I'm just being honest, Dave. You looked very good out there.
Thank you. Better than Big T. All right. Let's create a story with this lineup. So we got to get a few picks in, Tuttle. Create a story with this lineup. Pick us a game stack or some sort of multiplayer start.
All right. The story of this lineup is you wake up on Thanksgiving. Mm. You get a nice cup of coffee. Mm. You sneak in, get a slice of that French silk pie before the party starts.
Little edible.
Turn on the Macy's parade. Mm-hmm. You're in the mood now. So what do you want to do? You want to stack that early game because you want those screenshots.
You want the early screenshots.
Get that sweat.
You want the early screenshots.
Can't believe the nerds didn't stack Jared Goff and TJ Hawkinson. LOL.
Literally exactly who I was going to pick. Jared Goff and TJ Hawkinson.
Jared Goff is less expensive than Taysom Hill on FanDuel.com.
You love it.
Let's just ask Big T what he's spending this million on. Can someone ask Tony what he's going to do with his $1 million?
Probably produce season 2 of The Goat.
Let's go.
All right. What is that reference?
You haven't watched
the mini-series
on DraftKings.com, Chasing the Goat?
Is it about Osimo?
It's about 3 goats. Osimo, Whistles Go Woo, and Big T.
Who's Whistles Go Woo?
How are you even in this industry?
Dude, you cannot make fun of me anymore. Whistles. You just admitted to not doing MME and now not knowing Whistles
Go
Woo.
I see Brick tweet about him, but I don't know who he is.
Davis, hang on. I can't tell if you're doing like I don't know who Gary Vee is bit. Do you legitimately, you've never
heard
of
him? He doesn't know.
I know that's like a guy who plays DFS, but is he new?
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
We had him on an episode of Lulz. He's an adjunct professor at the University of Connecticut who just is crushing high stakes games over the past year.
Is he more or less arrogant than Chess Is Okay?
Or Chess Way is less. Good? He's a you didn't see the video of him when he won the DraftKings championship going whistle goes woo over and over.
I don't click on videos that often on Twitter.
Davis,
I don't believe you. You're being like the grumpy aunt in the corner that's just like harshing everybody's mellow on this show.
I'm more into guys like Chess's good or okay. I can't remember which one getting on.
Chess underscore.
When Chess is okay on Swolecast, I feel like it's a perfect stylistic fit.
He would
fit.
Be so good. He would tell all of us how shitty we are.
We got We got 3 minutes.
3 minutes. I do have a heart out.
Davis is outing himself as a non-DFSer, really.
We could just, play Jared Goff and TJ Hockenson and then just fill in the rest of the lineup.
Play the highest.
Hockenson, who are we coming back with, Peter? Montgomery?
This is kind of, what Kitchen said. I would go in and I would lock Jared Goff and TJ Hockenson in lineup HQ and then kind of just run the best place around it.
Yeah, let's go do
Kitchen, do that. Why don't you screen share and kind of show us how you would actually do this if you were using the optimizer?
We're not currently hooked up the screen share. But let's go on lineup HQ.
I love it.
FanDuel NFL.
This is great.
It's already on the Thursday only slate. Let's see where Tuttle's play. Tuttle doesn't have his plays in yet.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah. No, I was on quarterback. All right.
Tuttle didn't give us a quarterback?
Not a value quarterback.
Give us some fucking value, Kitchen. We need it in this economy.
I do not see your plays.
How many people are watching now, Kitchen? I'm just kind of wondering how we're holding interest.
Tuttle's plays are not in.
I did this yesterday. Somebody deleted them.
Kitchen, how many people are watching now? Higher or lower than 173?
226.
We're going up, baby.
Number goes up.
Woo! It's like moon cats up in here, just rocket ship.
Davis, let's get a smile out of you. Come on. Give us a smile.
I'm just reading about Aaron Rodgers' toe saga right now.
Davis, what are you doing for Thanksgiving tomorrow?
I am driving back to the small town in Kansas where I'm from to go see my family for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
Sounds nice. I haven't really traveled that much in like the last 2 years. So I am a little bit fussy about the upcoming car ride that's coming to me.
Yeah. Are we going to get you to go to Miami for, I think it's week 18? Patriots Dolphins Laird game.
We'll see. I'm not gonna commit.
Dude, Laird was so close to scoring this past week.
Signing,
that was actually a cool move.
It was a sick move. Yeah.
Them signing Duke Johnson off the street is one of the most offended I've ever been in my life, and then immediately giving him like 5 rushes.
Hey, I won't be here next week. So you guys get to you guys get to pick who replaces me.
Everyone reply on Twitter who you would like to see in Dave's stead.
I got it's corporate stuff.
So. Yeah. I do agree. I always love having Sammy on. But it would also be like, I'm trying to think of who would be a night. Can you imagine Dan Bach trying to host this show?
Oh my God. It would
Dan's
be
gonna
incredible.
Be with me. Dan's gonna be with me at the conference. So
okay. What conference are you going to?
Don't worry about it.
What is this? Some you can't tell me what conference you're going to?
I don't like to dox myself as far as like location.
Kitchen, you're
people in Secaucus, New Jersey, are gonna be like,
Kitchen, people can literally look up any Planet Fitness within a 0.1 radius of a Dairy Queen and figure out where you live.
Triangulate Dairy Queen Planet Fitness. Soccer Dave. All right. So
I do have a heart out right now.
We got Jared Goff, Montgomery, Hockenson. Choose some wide receivers for this lineup, and then I'll lock it because I couldn't.
If it's just fill out this lineup.
Diggs.
Love it.
Okay.
Gallup.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, so good.
Beasley.
So genius. Oh,
that's my pick.
We'll go with the Bills defense again.
Oh, inspired.
We'll go. Zeke and does that work? Let's go Zeke and Ingram, and then flop. Put Darnell Mooney at wide receiver 3, and put Beasley in the flex.
Okay, ooh. All right.
So I'm 500 over salary. I guess I
doesn't matter. Guys, I think we're gonna make it. I think we're gonna make
it. Can we break down tight end, because I want to get off of Foster Moreau take?
Okay, let's hear it.
He scored a touchdown last week.
Yeah. Hey, did you see the Millie Maker winner had Tommy Trimble in his lineup, and De'Gara scored. De'Gara scored
that,
as well.
That lineup was fucking batshit crazy. And Miles Sanders and Tommy Trimble.
27% cumulative ownership, $1 million, no problem.
Did you see TJ Hernandez recap on it from his GPP recap?
No, but I bet it was inspired.
He did his normal article on 4-4, and it was just like the gif of the shrug. It was the entire article.
Sometimes you're the TJ hammer, and sometimes you're the 27% cumulative ownership Tommy Trimble lineup.
TJ would be proud of Tuttle on this show too.
True.
Taking over his role.
I feel like I didn't get the full Stoner Tuttle experience. He was just a little too
It's just
chill.
Like slightly more like polite than old Tuttle. Like maybe a little less edge.
Tuttle, tell us something super stoned right now.
No.
No, I just get very forgetful more than anything else. Yeah. So, like, you forget to do your value plays. Yeah. You forget to do your UCL lineups, that sort of thing.
Oh, no. Whoops. All right. Nick Nigel says, aren't you worried about Lattimore, bro?
Wait. He plays for the Saints? I am.
Dude, I'm the Lattimore bros.
The Lattimore, I literally know about Marcus Lattimore more than any other corner. Like, people are more serious about Lattimore than they are about Ramsey. Like, I feel like the people have stop doing the Ramsey thing, but the Lattimore, they will not let it go. Just every time the Saints are against a good wide receiver.
Dude, the Lattimore bro roller coaster. They're like, you can't play AJ Brown against him. And then AJ Brown has a bad game. Lattimore bros come out from the woodwork. And then we post the tweet and it's like, oh, he actually didn't cover him. And AJ Brown was open on 98% of his routes. And then they disappeared again. I mean, these guys, it's just fucking whack-a-mole with the Lattimore bros.
The Lattimore bros?
Lunchable _ connoisseur, who actually left us a really good review last week, said, just started from the beginning. No spoilers, please. Like, imagine not understanding what happens at the end of the show. Lunchable, I think you understand.
Can we talk about a Peter Jennings tweet real quick before?
Yes.
Oh my God. This is something I'm thankful for is Peter Jennings' Twitter account.
It's good. 16 minutes ago. Talking crypto with my family is a Thanksgiving tradition. This year, I'm sure we will chat about NFTs. I love this from the Lucky Trader staff. It's an article to how do I talk NFTs with my family.
One of my favorite tweets from Peter's like, how do you tell me that you're privileged without saying that you're privileged? Is like one of the biggest things that's worked for me is working out from 8 to 10 in the morning. Yeah.
I work out from like 6 to 9 every morning.
You do not work out 3 hours a day.
3 hours a day?
No. This is like you working 40 hours a week for Fantasy Insiders.
I just mean like that's the time frame I'm gone. If I have time, I do like an extra 30-minute walk at the end.
Wait, how far is the gym?
10 minutes.
So you're still working out 2 hours and 40 minutes.
I do an hour on the stairs, an hour of resistance training.
That's too much.
No, why would that be too much?
Davis, you're lying. You're lying right now.
You want me to
there's
send
no
you my...
way. There's you no way to... you work out for 2 hours and 40 minutes every day. Like, there is no way.
Do you want me to send you my rings, bro?
No, I don't. All right, Tuttle, before we forget, your terrible take for tomorrow is?
It's a strategy instead of a player, per se. Okay. Double tight end, jam two tight ends.
Ooh, double tight end. I like that strategy. I really like it. Mm. No one's gonna be doing that tomorrow. All right. Before we leave, let's list something that we're thankful for. Davis, start us off. What is something that you're thankful for?
I am thankful for selling the tippy top of $ENS and not holding onto it.
Scene. Yeah, still couldn't afford a Robert Covington
classic rent seeker.
I mean, I thought
you get your family, the people in your life that prop you off, and Davis is happy about extracting some fucking fiat from a token drop.
I sold it for ETH. I wouldn't sell it for fiat. Come on.
Tuttle, what is something you're thankful for?
I don't know if this is supposed to be serious or not.
No, obviously it's not, but Davis is saying $ENS, but you could if you wanted to. Is Stone Tuttle serious Tuttle? Heartfelt Tuttle?
It's a confused Tuttle. I don't know what to do. I'm thankful for the Buffalo Bills onslaught that is going to win lots of people money tomorrow.
There we go. All right. Peter, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful for everyone who watches this show, the truck drivers, the people in line getting their pecan pie, the people who are not doing work right now and watching the show. I'm thankful for Dan Bach and the new leadership at RotoGrinders for continuing to pay us to do this shit show of a show. I'm thankful for Dave Kitchen for discovering me and, you know, basically blessing me with a life of me making fantasy content full time. I'm thankful that Kitchen is going to be in Secaucus, New Jersey for a conference.
Secaucus.
I'm thankful for Davis and the fact that he's able to work out 3 hours a day and produce so much good fantasy content. I'm thankful for Tuttle that he's able to get stoned and still give very level-headed takes on this show. And I'm just thankful to be here, Kitchen.
You're just thankful. I get it. I understand. I'm the same way. I'm thankful for everyone that tunes in, that laughs along with us, that understands the jokes. I'm thankful for learning opportunities. It's not the end of the world when you paper hand three cyborg board apes. I am living proof of that. It can get a little dark right afterwards, but eventually you understand what's important in life. And that's why I'm thankful. Sosa, you want to say anything you're so thankful for?
Get in here, Sosa. Get in here. Let's get Sosa on camera.
Sosa.
We're thankful for Sosa.
Shaking his head no.
No, come into kitchen's room. Come into kitchen.
Yeah, come in. I'll let you over
your shoulder. He's giving you permission.
He's going to come in here.
The
producer. Producer Sosa actually got hired full time. So that's something that.
Let's go.
That's an award.
Yeah.
We love Sosa.
You get on camera. Get on camera.
Thankful.
Happy Thanksgiving.
No.
Come on. I'm thankful to be employed full time by RotoGrinders.
Congratulations.
Running this
buddy.
Awesome show.
Yes.
Best show, some people
can
say.
You believe him? He's thankful.
When he says best show, I can't believe him.
RotoGrinders. And me being the director of media. All right, so that
producer
will do
of
it.
Media, really?
No, it's director. You get to do. You get to take credit for everything, except when it goes bad. All right, that will be it. Special thanks to Sosa for producing the show, for being with us. Special thanks to everybody else for listening, for watching, for leaving comments, for liking the video, and for spreading the good word. We appreciate you. We hope you have a great Thanksgiving slate. And we'll see you next time. I won't be here. Someone else will. Week 13. Can you believe it? It's week 13 already next week here on RotoGrinders.com on the Swolecast. Later.